Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that contains four times the recommended daily amount of cholesterol. That should be a warning, not so much a promotional item. Anyway, I'm Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, My Fair Lady. It's a musical, and what could be more fun than that? Well, what did I think of it? Stick around and find out. If you've listened to these before, and I suspect you have, I know I have, if you've listened to my little things before, you'll know that I'm not the biggest musical fanatic in the world, but I am a sucker for clever dialogue, and this film takes me in both directions simultaneously. The music, well, I guess we should always judge musicals on their music, and I think there's a lot of people out there who are going to like it. It's certainly they're songs that I've heard before, and if I've heard them before and they're from musicals, there's a good chance you've heard them before. And if you've heard them that much, they're probably pretty legendary songs. So there's a lot of stuff in here that you'll know and you'll like, and you'll be happy to see people singing it, or in the case of Rex Harrison, more like sing-saying it, because he doesn't really break out into songs so much as kind of, you know, do that Lou Reed thing where he kind of says things in rhythm with the orchestra. But you know, you'll probably like this stuff. For me personally, if the music is going to catch my ear, it's got to be something pretty special. And this sounds like musical music to me. I know I'm a Philistine. What can I say? That's just how I feel. Now, forgetting the music for the moment and looking at what we might call the book, there's a lot of fairly clever, well-written dialogue in this movie, and I appreciate that very much. I like that. I'm a writer in my day job, and so although I don't get to write clever, you know, plays on words and things, I can appreciate them, and I enjoy hearing them, and I enjoy knowing that somebody put the time in to kind of craft this and come up with something like that. So I did enjoy the dialogue, and then you get into the characters and the people performing them, and well, let's see, you've got Audrey Hepburn, who is pretty much always awesome, I think. She was awesome as a person in real life, and she's always enjoyable to see on the screen. You got Rex Harrison, who does his Rex Harrison kind of thing, and he does it pretty well. And then, probably my favorite character in the whole movie, you've got Wilfred, I had to look this guy up, Wilfred Hyde White as Colonel Hugh Pickering. And he's this old guy who's, he's an old linguist who is stationed in India and whatnot, you know, because this all takes place turn of the century, 20th century. I guess I have to qualify that nowadays. And he's been in a million things. If you see this movie, you're going to look at that guy and you go, oh yeah, I know that guy. I don't remember what I saw him in, but I know I've seen him in a million things. And he's just great. He's got class. He's got great delivery of his lines, and he's just this old British guy, and he's perfect in that role. He's absolutely great. The plot of the movie is, if you don't know, I suppose I should get to that. Henry Hyde. No, he's a legislator. Henry Higgins. Henry Hyde. Wow, that's sad. Henry Higgins. I crack myself up. I've got to crack somebody up around here. Henry Higgins is a professor of linguistics and pronunciation and all those special things. And he specializes in being able to tell where people grew up, where they're from, sometimes within a block or two, just by the way they talk. And I've actually heard of this. That's kind of a real thing. I don't know if you can narrow it down to within a block or two, but I've heard that, you know, at least years ago before mass communication, it was pretty, you know, you could actually listen to how somebody talks and figure out within maybe 10 or 30 miles or whatever of where they grew up, where they learned to speak, and just by how they pronounce their words. And that's what this guy does, and he carries it to ridiculous extremes, of course, because it's a movie musical, and so he spots, oh, you're from the west side of the street, you know, I mean, he's unbelievable. Anyway, he's out on the street after some type of performance, an opera or something like that, and he bumps into Audrey Hepburn's character, Eliza Doolittle, no relation to Dr. Doolittle, who Rex Harrison also played, I don't think, but who knows, maybe one's a sequel to the other. I'm pretty sure it's not the case, though. Anyway, he runs into her, she's a flower girl, he literally runs into her, knocks the flowers all over the place. Actually, no, he's not the one who does that. I'm messing everything up. Anyway, he notices how she talks. This is the important bit, okay? Forget the other stuff. The flowers get knocked around. She's upset about that. But he notices how she talks, and he makes a point to someone else about how, you know, if she learned to talk properly, he could pass her off as a princess or some kind of high-class lady. And what it boils down to is he makes a bet with Colonel Pickering, everybody moves into the same house together. It's like the Brady Bunch. It's great. Colonel Pickering, hey, come on, just move in. I met you like 5 minutes ago. You can move in with me. He brings in Eliza Doolittle. They all get rooms. They all live together. And it's, you know, it's not like that. It's a movie musical. Anyway, so he takes it upon himself to teach her to speak and act properly. And he gives it 6 months is how long the bet is. And, of course, this all culminates. It culminates right around the time of the intermission, anyway, with taking her to this grand party with queens and royalty and other aristocracy hanging out there. And she fits in, maybe, will she? Well, that's for watching the movie to find out, right? She'll either fit in or she won't, or she'll almost fit in. Who knows? I know, because I saw the movie. If you saw the movie already, you probably know too, unless you don't remember. But once we get past that, now the movie has to deal with the relationship between Eliza Doolittle and Professor Higgins. And, you know, because now they're kind of done and they did what they were looking to do. They went through the process. And now what's their relationship become? And the rest of the movie kind of answers that question. For my money, I don't think that they set up enough chemistry in the first part of the movie to sell the angst that the characters are going through in the second part of the movie. That's just my opinion. They get along okay, but you know, the love thing, you know, it's going to happen, but it didn't sell it enough for me to be realistic. I know it's a movie musical. It doesn't have to be realistic, and that's what it gets away with. And that's why people love it. But I like to see just a little bit more of a natural growth in the chemistry, a growing together of the characters. And I think they kind of didn't sell that quite enough for my taste. Other than that, it's a pretty enjoyable film, I think. Again, a lot of music. It's very long, and we're in the era now in filmmaking where there's I've got Sound of Music coming up next week, and that's another long musical. So this is apparently what people were into in the mid '60s. No wonder people were doing a lot of drugs back then. I didn't say that. But you know, it's a pretty enjoyable film in a lot of ways. And, it wraps up, kind of how you would expect a movie musical to. Did I give too much away? I don't think so. It's a movie musical. You know where they're going to go, except in the case of West Side Story, where things can get dark and weird and scary. So I'm going to give this one a rent it, because I did appreciate it. but not to buy it unless you're a big fan of musicals, which most people probably are more than me, in which case maybe it's a buy it for you. But for me, it's a rent it. That's my review. Next week on the show... Next week, as I already telegraphed, it's The Sound of Music. And the hills will be alive, I'm sure. Another classic film that I managed to have never seen. So I'll see it next week, and I will report back, because that's what I do. Until then, I'm Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Be sure and check out The Chico Walker Show if you get the chance. You can get that same website where you get this. And until then, have a good week, everybody. See you soon.